From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016. I'm Philip Graham. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Huntertown Board is looking for people to help with an update of the town's comprehensive plan. At a recent meeting of the board, Town Supervisor Darrell Legg said he has received a number of responses so far, and he suggested a special meeting be held to be introduced to those interested and explain what will be expected of them if they choose to serve. That meeting will be held on Monday, March the 7th. The town's existing comprehensive plan was developed in the year 2000 with assistance of consultants funded through a West of Hudson Master Planning and Zoning Incentive Award from the New York Department of State. Once formed, the Comprehensive Plan Committee will develop a draft plan. The draft plan would be subject to a required state environmental review, a public hearing, and then presented to the Greene County Planning Board for comment. Once finalized, the updated plan would be adopted as a town document rather than a local law. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Rhinebeck Town Board is reviewing a U.S. Environmental Protection Agency program that will assess whether the closed town landfill can serve as a solar farm. The 8.5-acre former landfill on Stone Church Road was closed in 1997. The proposal was discussed during a public meeting on Monday, February the 22nd. The department would provide the town with a study that could then be used by the town for various purposes. Town Supervisor Elizabeth Spenzia said it would be designed for easy reading without technical jargon. Once the town board approves the report, Spenzia said, it can be published on the town website, where interested developers would then access the information and then contact the town. According to officials with the EPA, the service has been provided for towns in Dutchess, Ulster, and Rockland counties. He also said the report comes at no cost for the town, but the federal government has no funding available to develop a solar facility. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Hudson High School boys basketball team remained undefeated February 22nd, defeating Meikle Christian Academy 56-54 in the Section 2 Class B playoffs at the Glen Falls Civic Center. The team, ranked fourth, now plays in the finals at 6:30 p.m. on February 26th against Glen Falls, ranked second again at the Glen Falls Civic Center. The team is now 23-0 for the season. The Hudson High girls basketball team was also undefeated until they lost in the playoffs on February 20th to Voorheesville, 57-48. In other basketball news, former Glen Falls standout point guard Jimmer Fredette made his latest NBA return on February 22nd with a 10-day contract with the New York Knicks, playing 2 minutes and making 1 3-point shot in one attempt. Larry Rolson and Eric Anderson are reporting in the Times Union that KeyBank is saying it is willing to work with Governor Andrew Cuomo to address his concerns about the purchase of First Niagara Financial Group. The response came a day after Cuomo said he opposed the merger and was lobbying to kill it. The governor believes the $4.1 billion acquisition would have an adverse impact on the retail banking market in the Buffalo area, as it would consolidate one-third of all deposits there into the hands of one bank. Cuomo is also concerned in the number of lost jobs that would result at the corporate and branch levels as a result of the merger. First Niagara is based in Buffalo, an area where Cuomo has focused much of his revitalization efforts. KeyBank said in response to the governor's concerns, and I quote, "We wholeheartedly believe by further investing in New York, we will increase our ability to better serve the people, businesses, and communities of this state. We look forward to working with Governor Cuomo and his staff to address their concerns and share our commitments," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And for our final story, Keisha Fluckley is reporting at Politico New York, under the new federal education law, the consequences of high test refusal rates will now be left up to the states. How this will impact opt-out rates this year is still unclear. An official said, "The state is still in the process of fully understanding the implications of the recently adopted Every Student Succeeds Act, which replaced the No Child Left Behind legislation. But one of the changes include giving the state the ability to determine how to handle school districts that do not meet the federal 95% participation rate on state standardized tests. That decision was formally left to the U.S. Department of Education. Last spring, New York had one of the highest test refusal rates in the country when approximately 240,000 students opted not to take the state Common Core aligned 3rd through 8th grade math and English language arts exam. The Federal Education Department has threatened to withhold Title I funding from states with high opt-out rates. Under the new law, which largely takes effect in the next school year, the state would be responsible for deciding what consequences school districts not meeting minimum participation rates would face. A low participation rate does impact a school district's accountability standing, so they do face being placed on the failing schools list if high opt-out rates continue. Regent Judith Johnson said the state needs to make a decision on what it plans to do and relay that decision to the school districts as soon as possible because districts already are preparing for the April state exams. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Today is day 13 of the WGXE High Five Pledge Drive. Tune in for a full slate of remote broadcast and tune out for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter weather advisory for the Hudson Valley and Schenectady and Albany southward and the central and southern Taconics and Lynchfield, Connecticut. Freezing rain, sleet, and snow are expected to begin at 4 p.m. today, Tuesday, February 23rd, and continue until 9 a.m. Wednesday, February the 24th. Ice accumulations of up to 1/10 of an inch and snow accumulations of approximately 1 to 2 inches are expected. The storm will begin with snow first, then mix with sleet and freezing rain late this evening into the overnight hours. Freezing rain and sleet will continue until temperatures rise above freezing at 9 a.m. Wednesday. Hazardous travel conditions are expected. As for the local weather, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain and snow likely, mainly after 4 p.m., increasing clouds with the temperature high near 40 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 70%. The total daytime snow accumulation of less than a half inch is possible. Tuesday night, snow before 1 a.m., then sleet between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., the freezing rain after 4 a.m., low around 31 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 80% for Tuesday night. Little or no ice accumulation is expected. New snow and sleet accumulation of around 1 inch is possible. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday there will be rain or freezing rain, becoming all rain after 7 a.m. The temperature high will be 40 degrees. There will be little or no ice accumulation expected. Wednesday night, periods of rain, then thunderstorms, also possible after 10 p.m., with the temperature low around 39 degrees. New rainfall amounts between 1 and 2 inches are possible. And on Thursday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 52 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of rain showers before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers. It will be cloudy with a low around 30 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:39 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:38 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 23rd day of February, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.